morning, friends, and welcome. We have a special Sunday today, so a large welcome, big welcome to Andrew and Rebecca, who are our guest musicians for today. They are two of the three of the Metaforum, and we're just delighted to have you here again. It's always such a pleasure. Andrew will be also on the organ here in a few moments, so we'll get our organ out. And if that is not the icing on the cake, they having a concert here at 2 today. So if you want to come back and hear more great music, you may. And also, we want to extend a great warm welcome to Juan Carlos from the Synod Office, assistant to the bishop. So good to have you. We are so thankful to have you. Thank you for joining us. And after the service, we will have a brief question and answer session if anyone wants to ask Juan Carlos any questions about what's going on in the Synod. And then enjoy the fellowship you have with him. And finally, right before we begin, just a reminder that our liturgy that we have this morning, we transitioned to a new fall liturgy. So if you weren't here last Sunday, it might look a little bit different. And pay special attention to the gospel acclamation. That is different. And as we're learning it, you're going to sing it twice today. So if you need to hear it the first time and then join it the second time, if you already know it, just join it in both times. But with that all being said, it is good for us to be here today. Today we will encounter God word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. So may we begin the words printed in our books. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I invite all those who can stand to stand now for our opening hymn, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that's attentive to your word. We may confess our sins, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God,
have mercy on us. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, to the honor and glory of your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, has mercy on you. Forgives you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. May God strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, your bountiful goodness fills all creation.
Keep us safe from all that may hurt us, that whole and well in body and spirit, we may with grateful hearts accomplish all that you would have us do. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
And friends, at this point, we'd like to invite our children forward for a children's sermon. And our children are not here today, so welcome, my children. How is school going for you?
It's exciting.
Yeah. Well, we got a great gospel lesson today, and with it is something I like to talk about, something that fills our life, makes it big. You know what that is? It's gratitude, friends. Gratitude. Matter of fact, there are two forces I think are the most powerful in our life. Love. And gratitude fills us. And so even if we have, like, I wanted to explain this to our children this way. Let's imagine you have this red handkerchief, and it represents all the things in your life that you have. But if you don't have gratitude, it's like not having anything. So even though you have your hand full of the red scarf, even though you have all the things in your life, if you don't have gratitude, friends, you have nothing. But if you have gratitude, your life is full of things. Without gratitude, no matter how full it is, no matter how full it is, it's empty. And no matter what you have gratitude, your hand is always full. So let us pray for it. For all of our guests and friends here, what we do on the count of three, we're going to bring our hands together like you teach a child to pray, and then you'll repeat after me. So on the count of three, one, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Please help us.
Please help us.
Be grateful.
Be grateful.
Amen.
Amen.
Our first reading this 18th day after Pentecost is written in Kings, 2 Kings, chapter 5, starting with the first verse. Hear now the word. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, a mighty warrior, suffered from a skin disease. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, where she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were here with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his skin disease." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his skin disease? Just look and see how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king. "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a message to him saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times and your flesh will be restored and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the skin disease. Are not Abana and Farpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. Then he returned to the man of God, he and all of his company. He came and stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
So if you would turn to page 4 in your bulletin, we will read Psalm 111 together. I will read the light print, and if you would respond in the dark. Hallelujah! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation.
Great are your works, O Lord, pondered by all who delight in them.
Majesty and splendor mark your deeds, and your righteousness endures forever.
You cause your wonders to be remembered. You are gracious and full of compassion.
You give food to those who fear you, remembering forever your covenant.
You have shown your people the power of your works in giving them the lands of the nations.
The works of your hands are faithfulness and justice. All of your precepts are sure.
They stand fast forever and ever,
because they are done in truth and equity. You sent redemption to your people and commanded your covenant forever. Holy and awesome is your name.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who practice this have a good understanding. God's praise is yours forever.
And our second reading this morning is written in 2 Timothy, the second chapter. Hear now the word. Remember Jesus Christ, raised from the dead, a descendant of David. That is my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But the word of God is not chained. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, so they may also obtain the salvation that is in Jesus Christ with eternal glory. The saying is sure. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Remind them of this and warn them before the Lord that they are to avoid wrangling over words, which does no good, but only ruins those who are listening. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved by him, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly explaining the word of truth. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter.
Praise to you, O Lord.
On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men with a skin disease approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priests. And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, were not 10 made clean? So where are the other 9? Did none of them return to give glory to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I know some of you know me, and as well as some of you I know. My name is Juan Carlos La Puente. I'm Bishop's Associate for Strategy and Mission. I work very closely with Bishop Laurie, so greetings from her as well in this gathering and celebration. Yesterday I had a wonderful time with Pastor John and also Emily was involved, and we were surfing, and Jennifer also, thank you so much for the hospitality. And besides talking about yesterday afternoon, a potential project here about outreaching, outreach ministry project potential, we had the opportunity to serve and know the spirit of your pastor. We were stretching together. I was falling a lot in the ocean. But was good. Okay, so I'm an immigrant. I was born in Peru, and I came many years ago here in Portland, Oregon. I live in Portland, Southeast Portland. When I'm saying I'm immigrant, I also acknowledge that each of us is a migrant in some way. Specifically, people of faith, I understand that each of us is a migrant because we are looking for a new ways of coexistence. We are looking for new ways of love, new ways of peace. We haven't arrived to a place in our lives in which we can see that greed has been overcome, war is overcome. So we're still in a process of migrating. We are pilgrims, in a pilgrimage. Let's say a pilgrimage of love. We are all migrants in our faith. And in this pilgrimage, in this journey, we have the bread of life and we have the wine of salvation to nurture us in this pilgrimage. But the bread of life, the wine of salvation, and also the teachings of our Maestro, Jesus of Nazareth, to support us and nurture us while we are walking in this migration journey, or let's call it an existential migration journey of love. Are we in that migration story still? Looking for new types of humanity in which we can love one another, even our differences? I want to be in that journey, and I want to walk with all of you, and I want to be fed and nurtured by the teachings, the bread of life, the wine of salvation, and try to dream a new world for all of us. So we have the teachings of Jesus today through the gospel. Let's find the food, good food for our pilgrimage. I want to explore with all of you through the gospel. I think we can explore what is the love underneath the pain in our lives. What is the love underneath the pain in our lives? I will explain it, but I think there's a lot in this gospel about it. When something happened to my daughter, let's say something painful to my daughter, I start feeling their pain, her pain. Why? Because I love her. When I see catastrophe, when I see my mom or family members getting sick, I start feeling the pain. Why? Because I love them. When I see the pain around me, I get into that pain. Why? because I love humanity, I love nature, I want to see beauty around me. We experience pain because we love. When we see war, conflicts, greed, rivalry, competition, mental stuckness, we suffer because we want something different. We love. The energy is about love. Underneath the pain, there's love. But there's a problem sometimes with us. Our brain, when start feeling pain, doesn't go into the deeper love, in the underneath love. The brain start entering in a self-mechanism strategy. One self-mechanism strategy is, I need to dominate others because I don't want anybody to cause me more pain in my life. So all this dominion, all this conquering, all this getting into war and war and war and more war and dominating the world because we are in so much pain that we need to dominate everybody because we are saying, I don't want to be in pain anymore. Others' brain said, I need to disappear. It's too much pain. Disappear means like blocking ourselves, being muted in our needs. We don't talk truthfully one another. We just perform to survive in society. We just imitate what others do. And we keep it like that way. It's very simple. But the gospel is about like, hey, don't forget that underneath the pain, there's love. You need to ground yourself and the wisdom that you need to find into love. So let's explore this. Leprosy is a skin disease. But it's interesting because in the gospel, there's many moments in Jesus appearing, healing the leprosy. But leprosy, when touching your skin too much, go deeper and deeper. I don't know, I'm not a doctor, so I don't want to make the ridiculous here, but once permeate more and more, this sickness affect the nerve system. And the person who is with leprosy is incapable to feel the pain. So the symbol of leprosy in gospel is the people who are incapable to deal with their own pain. What I'm saying is the same analogy with the brain, when the brain saying, I don't want to discuss this pain, I'm tired enough, I want to dominate, or I want to disappear, whatever reaction of the brain has about pain, it's kind of like the leprosy. The leprosy is being incapable to feel the pain. Therefore, you can damage yourself without noticing. And the worst part of it is that it's contagious. It's contagious. Remember the teaching of Jesus. The opposite of sadness in Christianity, the opposite of joy, the opposite of sadness, the opposite of joy and sadness, they are not in contradiction. For Jesus, sadness is not the opposite of joy. It's just another feeling, the same as joy. What is the opposite of joy for Jesus of Nazareth? You remember those teachings? The hardness of the heart. The heart that is incapable to feel with others. The opposite of Christian joy is being incapable to feel with others, being stuck by the pain. So when Jesus healed the leper, it's about helping us to go into the love that is underneath the pain and ground ourselves and don't forget that we are in pain because we love a lot. Remember your love. And then together as a community, we deal with the pain in our world. We will deal with the pain in our communities. But we need to ground ourselves in the love that we are. Jesus is seeing the love in each of you, even the pain. But if you think deeply, you will notice that you are in pain because you love a lot. Remember that. Remember that. That's one aspect of this gospel that for me is very important, and I wanted to connect it also with the first reading. The first reading, Naaman is also with leprosy, right? In the first reading. And Jesus is saying, go into the river, the Jordan, and you will be clean. Well, in that time, the river of the Jordan is where many people go. Don't picture that the river is so nice, beautiful, like a hotel resort in the Caribbean. No. The Jordan is where the people are, all the people, different social classes, there in the river. And the Naaman said, why that river, that dirty river? I want to go not with the people, I want to go to the other's river, he said, right? Why don't this river for the... I'm a general. And their servants said, no, you need to go into the Jordan with the people. With the people. The same for us. Sometimes we want to distance ourselves for the painful situations that are in our community. But if we escape from the pain, we are escaping at the same time for the love. From the love. Because if you see around people who are in pain, they still have love in their hearts. That's why they are in pain. We need to connect with people with that love and then start dealing as a community about the pain. The same experience. So again, ground yourself into the deeper love that is in your heart. Connect one another with that love and let's deal with the painful situations around us together. That's the way how we go through our own cleansing, through our own liberation, through our own salvation. And I'm pointing this because I said, bread of life, wine of salvation. Are we on this together? Are we on this together? The painful situations are not the last word. The last word is the love that we carry. Many people are around us. Try to look deeper the love that are in their hearts. If it's addiction, if it's homeless, if it whatever, don't see the people only as empty-handed. They are not. They carry deep aspirations in their heart. That's what Jesus sees. Jesus doesn't see the leprosy. Jesus sees the love that is underneath that. And that's how it said, go. Go to that place and you will be healed. Go to that place and you will be healed. We are doing this together. And let's pray. Holy Spirit, you move Jesus into a deeper love once and again in Jesus' life. Help us to be moved by you as you move Jesus of Nazareth. to go deeper into the love that is underneath so many painful situations. Help us to ground ourselves in that love. Help us to connect with one another in that love. And help us to deal with the painful situations in our community out of joy, out of support one another. Help us to find life together as we move into life and seek the life of the world together. Amen.
Renewed in God's everlasting grace, let us pray for the church, the world, and all creation. Gracious God, you lead your people to faith. Remind the church that your word flows into the world. By your Spirit, teach the church to share the word of God for the sake of the world. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Creating God, you provided cleansing and healing waters for Naaman. Water the earth's land in parched places. Restore clean water to all communities. And guide the work of all who advocate for safe and abundant water supplies. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Righteous One, you bring justice and wholeness throughout the world, and your righteousness endures forever. By your Spirit, guide leaders of all nations and lands to right relationship with you and with one another. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Merciful God, You know the needs of your people. Show mercy to those suffering in the world. Comfort those in need of your healing, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Julie, Dan, Paul, Mike, Kenneth, Tracy, Emma, Catalia Neve and her parents and grandparents, Eric, Ed, Meredith, Bennett, Tony, Carla, for immigrants and refugees, that they may be treated justly, their dignity honored, and their rights upheld. For victims of war and violence, for victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for those people whom we name aloud or in our hearts. God of grace,
receive our prayers.
Life-giving God, you free us by your word. Help us by your spirit to be transformed to live your word of freedom honestly and uprightly in our teaching, preaching, and serving. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
Holy God, thank you for the witness of those who have died in faith. Guide us to trust in the baptismal promise of resurrection in Christ. God of grace,
receive our prayer.
We offer our prayers, O God, trusting in your everlasting grace and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We have a Godspeed service prepared, but we are postponing that for another week for some other issues. So I know what I'm doing. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you. I
invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. I invite us all to come back together. Please stand for our offering hymn. Provides for us. Multiply what we have gathered to bless all who are suffering and in need through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Disciples saying, take and eat, this is my body.
given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. Friends, this is the table of God for all the people, and all are welcome to come to this table. And all is defined as all beings, all beings, all beings, all. If there's any more questions, all are welcome to this, for this is God's table. In a moment, the ushers will come forward and we ask you to fill in the rails from right to left, and you may receive communion either standing or you may kneel, whatever is most comfortable for you. Only extend the hand out and the bread will be given to you. And then as the wine is passed around, reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is if you wish to come forward and only receive a blessing, you may also do that. Just come with your arms crossed, and prayer will be said over you. We do have gluten-free options upon request. So just indicate that to me one way or another. But again, friends, this is God's table for all of us, and all are welcome to this table. Amen.
Amen.
Lost our broken words, restored in by the power of your Spirit. Jesus, pray.
Jesus Christ, keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, through this meal, you have strengthened us and appointed us to be your servants. Send us to do good and to share our possessions with all in need. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Friends, we pause just for some announcements. And as I said, beginning of the service, after the dismissal, we will not dismiss, but we'll have Juan Carlos come forward. If there's any questions, share whatever you want to. And then enjoy our coffee hour afterwards. And then, if you want, please come back at 2 for the concert. Thank you again to Rebecca and Andrew for being with us. After the Juan Carlos' presentation, we are asking for some able-bodied help to clear the area to get ready for the concert. So please do that. Secondly, pay attention to the words of the week. Lots of things going on this week in the church. But we really want to highlight on Wednesday, we're returning to our old and evening service at 7 with the meal downstairs at 6. I think we might still have some need of a few people to sign up for that. But please come, either at 6 for the meal, 7 for the prayer service, or come at 7 just for the prayer service. And yes, you can come at 6 and leave before the prayer service. However you want to arrange that Wednesday night, you are free to. And then also, we just want to highlight briefly, and I know this is getting a little long announcement, but next Saturday, you'll have the Synod's Women of the ELCA meeting downstairs. So if you'd like to participate in that and give them a warm atonement welcome, please. Information was sent out in an email. Please sign up via those instructions, and if there's any questions, which I understand there might be some, contact our office. With all that being said, let us prepare our hearts for the blessing. The God of righteousness, who gives justice to the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, who sets the prisoner free, bless you now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.